Here we see. Parshas Vayelech is the shortest parsha in Chumash. But I'd like to discuss an inyan in Parshas Vayelech, which I think is one of the most important topics for people to think about and know about. And it has to do with the inyan of Eitzah, of Shoal. It was getting advice before one does something, and how to go about doing that, and what the ramifications of that is. Who do you ask advice from? Who don't you ask advice from? And what are the repercussions of that? So let's begin by a stira in Pesukim. Well, we'll see whether it's what exactly it is. The pasuk says like this: Vayikra Moshe Yeshua, v'yome elov leinei kol Yisrael chazak ve'ematz. So Moshe is speaking to Yeshua, and he's saying to him, chazak ve'ematz, ki ata tavo es ha'am hazeh la'aretz asher nishba Hashem lavosom. What does it mean, atatovo? Rashi, are at teil im amohadein. You will go, tovo means, see, tavi would mean to bring them in. But tavo doesn't mean to bring them in. Tavo means to go with them. So Moshe is saying to Yeshua, Zekeinim Shebador Ya'imcha. In other words, Moshe tells Yeshua, on Pasuk Zion, in the Rashi, Pasuk Zion, page 1, Zekeinim Shebador Ya'imcha. In other words, what does it mean, Tavo? You can mean you're going to be with the people. You mean you're going to be with the Zekanim? There's going to be 70 Zekanim. You're going to be with them. Hakol lefi datam va'atzasum. But you should follow their counsel. Whereas you're not in charge of them per se. You're going to be with them, and you're going to have these Zekanim at your disposal to be able to ask advice. But then Rashi points out, and this is all based on the Gemara Sanhedrin. Look in the pasuk now, in on page 3, Chav Gimel. It says, "Vayistav es Yeshua benun vayom chazak ve'amatz ki ata tavi es bnei Yisrael el ha'aretz." So tavi means you're going to bring them in, means you're going to be the leader. You're going to be in charge. But when Moshe says to Yeshua, he says, no, you're not going to be in charge. You'll be together with his kingdom. Hashem says differently. Hashem says, Tavi, you're going to be the leader. So which one is it? So Rashi says, quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Moshe said to them, you're going to be together with this Canaan. Hashem says no. Because Baruch Hu Yeshua ki ata tavi es bnei Yisrael el aretz asher shemayim lavosom tavi al korcham hakol toli b'cha. No, you're the one in charge. Tol makel, take a stick, not necessarily literally, v'hach b'kod kodam, and hit them on their head. Dabar echad lador v'lo shnei daborim lador. You can only have one leader. The Zekanim are not the leaders. You're the leader. Dabar means the leader, the spokesman, the leader. So what's going on here? What is Yeshua's role? Moshe says, you're going to tavo. You're going to be with them, with the Zekanim. That's what Moshe says. Hashem says, no, you're not with the Zekanim. You're ahead of them. You're the leader. You're what? You're tavi. So what's going on here? It's a machlokus between Moshe and Hashem, what Yeshua is supposed to be. Is he supposed to be number one man? Or is he supposed to be like one of the Zekanim? what's going on here? And this is pointed out, this whole discussion is the Gemara Sanhedrin on page 4, Adav Ches, where the Gemara says, Ksiv ki ata tovo, uksiv ki ata tovi, am Rabbi Yochanan, am Moshe Yeshua, tovas kev shabdo imoem. Am Rabbi Yochanan, tol makel vahacha kotkotam, dabor echa lador, vein shnei daborim lador. In other words, Rashi is just quoting this Gemara in Sanhedrin. So what's going on here? So which one is it? Which one is it? Well, so first, let me tell you the Brisker Rav's pshat. But that's not what I want to focus on, but I want to tell you the Brisker Rav's pshat first. Because what's going on here? Is he the head, or is he one of the Canaanites? So, like a typical Brisker, the two demons. What are the two demons? So the pasuk says in Vayichi, page 5, Lo yosser shevet mi Yehuda u'mechokek mi bein raglov. That Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda, will always have the shevet, and will always have the mechokek. What does that mean? So the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin the following, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, page 6. Tanya lo yosher shevet mi Yehuda, eilu roshe gol yosher bebovel, sherodim es Yisrael b'shevet. In words, there were two halachas that Yehuda was the head of. Yehuda was, there were two positions of authority. There's one position called the Rosh Sanhedrin, and one position called the Melech. The Rosh Sanhedrin means he's part of the Sanhedrin. He may be, you know, the top person in the Sanhedrin, but basically everyone in the Sanhedrin is an equal when it comes to voting. And one might be the leader, but even the leader is not really a leader. It's just one of the Sanhedrin. And then there's the Melech. So the halacha, the Gemara is telling us that lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda, that both these positions of Rosh Sanhedrin and the Melech had to come from the tribe of Yehuda. Eilu Roshei Golios shebabovel, shirodim es Yisrael. In other words, the Roshei Golios were like the Melech, who had power over Klal Yisrael, and the Mechokek is the lawgiver. That's the Rosh Sanhedrin. So both these positions had to come, what? From Yehuda. Oh, so says the Brisker Rav, he thinks that that's the issue over here. That Yoshua is filling the position of Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll see it inside. But Moshe Rabbeinu had two positions. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech, and he was also what? The Rosh Sanhedrin. Look on the third column, the bottom arrow. V'hinei Moshe Rabbeinu hayu bo shnei ofanim nesiyas ha'elu. Ki yaya ha-melech, he was the melech, as the Gemara says in Zvachim. V'gam haya nasi b'sanhedrin, and he was the nasi of the Sanhedrin, the head of the Sanhedrin. V'chein gam Yoshua. So Yoshua, says the Brisker Rav, this is a typical Brisker vort. Yoshua is getting both these positions that Moshe had. He was going to be the Rosh Sanhedrin, and he was also going to be the Melech. So again, chen gam Yoshua hayu bo shnei haminuyim. Ki ha Melech kemuvur barambam. Mikra mola dibar kosu kol isha shemeres picho lo ishma zvrecho lo asher tzivenu yumas. The pasuk says that anyone who is going to not follow Yoshua is going to die because he was the Melech. Shemizeg amarina chiyuv misal morib malchus. And these two things, so that's what says the Brisker Rav. Nira al zehu sha'amru shnei dibrush ki atatovo atatovi. Ki dvarv shal Moshe hayul inyan nesiyas. Moshe, what he was saying, you're going to be a leader, but you're going to be part of them. That's from the Sanhedrin perspective. He's going to be the Rosh Sanhedrin, but the Rosh Sanhedrin is really just another member of the Sanhedrin. He might be the one who's like, orchestrating who speaks first or whatever, like, you know what I mean? But basically, he still gets the same one vote. The Rosh Sanhedrin. So that when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Yeshua and saying, you're going to be one of this Canaan, that's from the perspective of him being the Rosh Sanhedrin. When Hashem was speaking, Atatavi, that was from the perspective of him being the Melech. Kidvar shel Moshe Yulin Yenesiyish, shel Tzav Moshe Lemnosu Nosi Sanhedrin Gdola, v'zeh shel Amar Ki Atatavo. And then, Dvar shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is l'inyan ha-malchus, sh'nisman ha-gam l'melech Yisrael, v'zeh ki yata tovi. And that's how the Brisker Rav explains. And in the Sefer Be'er Miriam, which is a Brisker Sefer on Chumash, so he's a Talmud of Michal Feinstein, he explains why, in other words, why did Hashem have to have Hashem speak about the malchus aspect, and Moshe speak about the Sanhedrin aspect. In other words, Moshe tells Yeshua that you're going to be the Rosh Sanhedrin. Hashem says to Yeshua, you're going to be the Melech. And so now he has two positions. He was hired for two positions. But he was told about his position of Rosh Sanhedrin from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was told about his position of the Melech from where? From Hashem. So why is it? So he quotes, he says the second paragraph, Venira, Tahat the Tsivuyov Shal Moshe Yol Sanhedrin at times the Sanhedrin by Smichem Moshe Rabbeinu. Abir the Smichem Binyan Bina El Somoch. Was mentioned the Torah Yev Shal Lusmach Ali Somoch Lom Pia Gvura. Where Smicha is, you have to get Smicha from somebody who has Smicha. In other words, Ishmi Pi Ish and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the real Smicha. In other words, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Smicha to Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's it. Now Moshe's in charge. It's no longer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. Malchus is always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamlich Melachim Melo Hamlucha. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the ultimate power. So when it comes to ultimate power, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to who's the head of the Sanhedrin, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a musmach, so he had to give, you know, ish mi pi ish. But so that's how the Sefer Be'er Miriam explains the Brisker Rav's work. So, but that's what the Brisker Rav's saying. You see, the Pashupshan, it seems to be a contradiction. Hashem is saying one thing. Hashem is saying, Moshe is saying Tavo, he's saying Tavi. And it's like Hashem is saying Moshe's wrong. The Brisker Rav says, no, they were talking about two different things. Moshe was talking about his appointment as the Rosh Sanhedrin, and Hashem was speaking about his appointment as the Melech. Oh. Okay. Now, but the point I want to bring out to you is another point. And that is in the next page, in page 9. And page 9 is from the Taz. The Taz wrote a sefer on the Rashi al Torah. It's called Divrei David. Besides the Taz on Shulchan Aruch, we have a Taz on Rashi. So the sefer Divrei David is the Taz's Perish. So he discusses this Rashi based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ki ata tavo, dam v'achad l'dor v'ein. Ain't this so said Mashakosov is Canaan Shebadoimach? The Gamzeba Emeshal Indian Eitza, Tito Eitza Mayas Canaan. Of all Indian Hakoach, Vamem Shalah, Lo Yerak, Lacholavadcha. Meaning, and this is what we'll see in one of the Svarim explains this task. Pshat like this. He says like this. What was being said over here is twofold. That Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Yeshua, before you act, just don't act on your own. Speak it out with people. Speak it to this Canaan. Don't just, you know, think you're on your own. Speak it to this Canaan. Ask them Eitzah. Now, asking Eitzah doesn't mean that you necessarily have to follow exactly what someone tells you. But see what's out there. Get an opinion, you know, which maybe is something, a certain point you might not have noticed. So, but then, when it
not like you're going to take a vote with this king. You'll ask them, you'll be shol etzer. You'll ask them for their opinion. And that will broaden your perspective. But then, you are the ultimate power. And you are the ultimate decisor. So there's no contradiction. Because Yoshua was the ultimate power. But Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, but it's Kedai, Tamat, that you speak it out. That you speak it out with the... that you speak it out with its Canaan.
And that's how he writes here in the Sefer Mital Shamayim when he's explaining this Taz. He says, Masbir on the next page. Masbir HaTorah Zohar B'Sifro Divrei David She'em B'Zeh Shum Stira U'Shneim Emes She'achen Kodem HaMaisa Alov Lito Eitzah Me'er Canaan U'Shmo Aschavas Datam Benidon. You should speak to this Canaan, get their opinion. Omnam La'achar She'hezin L'Divreim B'Shoma Eskol Hadeya She'yeshna B'Sheila Zu. After he got all the opinions, Hakoach v'amem shola, the ultimate decision, Nisunim lo levado lahachli lasos as kol asher yachbots lasos. Ve'in reshus la'av zokin l'shlemno mimenu milasos l'fi havanoso. Mishum shamil achron v'achlot asof yizdu la'achver v'rak b'yodem. Hu yikva malasos. So it's no contradiction. But ask, I recommend it. Ask Eitza. Because a lot of times, if you're not going to ask Eitzah, you might, you know, especially somebody who's more mature than you, who has more life experience than you, ask Eitzah. But then, ultimately, Yoshua, it's your decision, and you're the final word, because you're the Melech, you're the final word. And it's not pshat that you're asking Eitzah to take a vote, because even if they say one way, you still have the ability. But at least hear what they have to say. And that's what he writes on the next page. We daven, and that's how I entitled the packet, page 11. Nusuf l'chach yishtadol chavin eitem b'tfilis marav, shegil amilim esaknedu be'etzah tova melfanecha, v'yivkash mibori olam, shi'yanchenu b'derech tova yushar, v'yitem b'libo eitzah tova. In other words, we hope that we get right eitzah. Right eitzah. Esaknedu be'etzah tova, Hashem should direct us in the right eitzah. Because, Nebosai, that's the most important thing in life, are decisions you're going to make. Right? There were decisions that you had to make when you were going to Eretz Yisrael, which yeshiva. And that could you know, direct you in one way. And then you have to decide, after you go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, which yeshiva you're going to go to. And then you have to decide what shir you're going to go to. And then you want to decide what profession you're going to go into. And then you want to decide who you're going to marry. And these are all very, very important decisions. And this point of your life, there'll always be decisions. In certain parts of your life, there'll be like major, you know, decisions. Are you going to live in America or are you going to live in Eretz Yisrael? Are you going to do this or are you going to do that? These are major, major decisions. Where are you going to learn? Who are you going to marry? These are major, major decisions. And that's why it's always important that you have someone in your life to be shol etzer from. And that person, again, is not always the biggest Talmud Chacham, you know? Because even though the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the last parak, the Braisa, that Talmud Chacham, somebody has Torah, is shol memenu etzer v'tushia, and that's true. A proper Talmud Chacham should have wisdom to give Eitzah, but not always does this particular Talmud Chacham know you the best. Now, it doesn't mean you can't ask him also, but in other words, what I'm saying is everyone's life, everyone in a certain way is a Yoshua. They're going to have this Canaan, meaning you'll have people to speak to ask, but then ultimately you're responsible for your decision. In other words, anyone who's giving you Eitzah shouldn't be a person who's trying to control you, who say, oh, you got to listen to me, or that's it. It should be somebody who cares about you, who it could be a Rebbe, it could be a friend, it could be both, it could be a parent. But it's very important to get perspective and to get Eitzah. And one of the things Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos on page 12, famous Rabbeinu Yonah, Oh no, this is not the Pirkei Avos one. We'll see. There's another one coming up later in the packet. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah on Mishlei. It says Derech Ovil Yosher Be'enov V'Shomea Le'Eitzah Chacham. He says the Ovil is Holech Achar Tavosu V'Niach Derech HaChachma. In other words, the Ovil is a foolish person, so he has taivas and hello all of Levi's Mamasa. Really, he should have asked Eitzah, but he doesn't. The Chacham, who maybe could have decided for himself, he's the one who asks Eitzah. Shomel Eitzah Chacham Afal Pishu Roy Lusmoch HaChachmaso Yishanu Rabbi Malatzoso. In other words, Chacham is giving Eitzahs to other people, so he probably could give an Eitzah to himself. Yet, for himself, he makes sure to ask others also. The Ovil, who should, he's not. And that Rabosai is the Yalkut Shimoni says, you know who are the two greatest people in the Chumash? Nodav Aviv. They were supposed to be the greatest people, closest to God, and yet they messed up. Right? They gave Ish, they brought the Ketoros, Eish Zorah, they weren't supposed to. And you know what Chazal say? In the Yalkut Shimoni on page 15, you know why they messed up? Take a look in the Yalkut Shimoni on page 15. Because Nadav Aviv were the greatest people. Nadav Aviv, Matal Molo, B'nei Aaron, Masha Shemar, Nadav Aviv, Einu Yedeh Shem B'nei Aaron, Shilochov, Ish Machtos, so the one Ish Machtos, the fourth line. Ish Me'atzmo V'lo, Notlu Eitza Zemizeh. That before they went, that they brought this Ish, that they thought they should bring, they didn't speak it out one another. They weren't not on eight. And it's interesting, Rav Hanoch Leibowitz, the Rosh Hashiva of Italian, says an unbelievable thing on page 16. And that is, even though they both thought that they should bring it, obviously, they both brought it, so they both thought that they should bring it. Yet, if they would have spoken it out one with another, maybe they would have come to a different conclusion. Because when they would speak it out together, that might have clarified in a different way. And in Nadav Aviv Tov B'daitim Choshu Shem Mitzvah L'Hakri Veish Zorah Mustaber Shaisa Kon Tosh Sich Lis Daka Ma'ol Leibet Tzadikim Kimurim Vadover Tzor Biyar Dari Shneim Ayu B'day Erecha. In other words, they didn't speak to each other, but they both independently decided that they should bring the Veish Zorah. So, what do you mean they didn't speak to each other? What was going to help that they speak to each other? They both held they should bring it. So if they were to speak to each other, then I'm sure they would come to the conclusion. So Rav Hanoch says, you see from this Chazal, that you all you know the Eitz HaZemizeh, and you will give an Emesh also after Beit Zohar. But sometimes, even if two people are independently thinking the same thing, if they'll speak it out, they can come out with a different conclusion. Because it's always to speak something out. Just to speak it out. Speak out the possibilities. Speak to your friend. Speak to your rabbi. Speak to your parent. Speak to somebody you're comfortable with. Doesn't mean that you're bound to listen to them. Because you have your own decision. That's Bechira Chavshus. You are ultimately, Yeshua speaks to this Canaan, but then he has to make his decision. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. You don't tell Eitzah first. We know till Eitzah first. And that was the big mikshol of Nadav Aviv, that they weren't no till Eitzah. And now the famous Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pirkei Avos of Perek 7, page 17. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, why do you need a friend? He says, for three reasons you need a friend. L'shlosha dvar tzerech adam l'chaver tov. Echel l'divrei Torah. One is, you know, speak and learn it. Hashem Lamitzus. Maybe you shake the lulav wrong, if you can't see it. Say, shake the lulav wrong. But the third one, Hashlishi Bekinyan Ha'itza. She Kachel Yoslo, Meir Lazar Lecholodim. Attack the men of Itza Tova. So that they are the Mokhais. You can confide in him. And that's something very important. Again, sometimes
You have to make sure who you're asking Eitzah from. See, that is the Sechneinu Ve'Eitzah Tovu V'Kunecha. It's Midah, but you should have Kavala that we're getting Eitzah from the right person. Getting Eitzah from the right person. You get a feeling of somebody who really understands you, who has maturity of life. You know, sometimes your roommate might have a greater understanding of you, but might not have the right maturity of life. That's why it's good to hear, you know, get different perspectives and then, you know, put it together and see what you should be doing. Doesn't mean you have to ask the whole world, you know, that you'll just confuse yourself. But Eitzah is such a crucial part of life, because, you know, sometimes it'll be, as soon as you get married, it'll be your wife who you can ask for Eitzah from. Different parts of your life, you might have different people, you might want to ask it from somebody else, but it's very important to speak things out before you make, you know, decisions, especially major decisions. And as I said, at this point of your life, you know, these are major decisions. You're going to have major crossroads in your life of what you're going to be doing. You know, which path you're going to be taking, which profession you're going to be doing, going into who you're going to be marrying, what you're going to be doing. These are very, very important things. For some people, you know, it's not, you know, different things at different times, whatever. Whatever thing that you're holding by, you know. Certain things are very significant, certain things are less significant. But that's the idea of Eitzah. And we see even the Ribbono Shel Olam, page 18. When he created the world, Reishis Bara Elokim, Zemar HaKosav, the Medrash Tanhuma, Hashem Echof Moyotet Eretz, Shabba HaKosav, Shabba HaKosav, Shabba HaKosav, Shabba HaKosav, Shabba HaKosav, Shabba HaKosav, Right, the famous idea is Tato Barais Bara Alma. Now, because Bara doesn't need Eitzahs, but it's as if he's saying, he looked in the Torah for an Eitzah. See how to build the world. So we don't understand what that means in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in tangible terms, he also didn't want to just, you know, and that's the idea, page 19, that he was shoveled when before he created Adam. Yom Elkim Nasa Adam, Rashi says, I didn't put the Afal Pishalu Siyogi Tiroso. When Hashem created man, he had to ask the Malachim. Should I create it? Right? But he spoke to the Malachim about it. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But before he created the world, he was the Siyaitz for Torah. Before he created man, he was the Siyaitz for what? The Malachim. Everyone needs Eitzah. So we don't know what that means, Marcus Barlow. But it certainly means Hashem sometimes maybe does something that we should know that imitate him. And if he's going through this step of being known to Eitzah, so certainly we should. That doesn't mean that, you know, every time in life, you know, you can't make your own decision. Because ultimately, as what I'm trying to show you here, is known to Eitzah doesn't mean that you don't make your own decision. Notal Eitzah means you hear out the possibilities. Like Yeshua, like the Pasuk. Yeshua speaks to this Canaan, and he hears it, but then no one can say, I ask Eitzah, therefore I don't have responsibility. You can ask Eitzah from whoever in the world you ask, but it's your decision to follow that Eitzah. And you're responsible for it. You can't blame anyone else. It's your responsibility for following that Eitzah. You shouldn't have followed that Eitzah. And as I said, it's very important, Shoal Eitzah, to who you Shoal Eitzah, and to show off somebody who doesn't have an agenda, who wants to, you know, not sincere towards you, and somebody who knows you and cares about you. You know, it's not always the best idea to go to somebody, even if he's a bigger Talmud Chacham, and he's, you know, some gadol and some, you know, person who could be a very, very big Talmud Chacham but doesn't understand you and doesn't understand the, you know, he can be in some big Talmud Chacham in some kol in Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't understand what you're about or what what American person is about. It's not always such a wise idea just to, you know, I'm not saying you could listen, you could hear, but, you know, it's always kedai. Of course, you need somebody who has the values that you have, the sensitivities that you have. And it's also important, somebody who has empathy. Because, you see, if when a person gives etza, you can't say, well, what would I want? No. Because you're you and him, he's him. You can't say, well, this was, I would have done this. Yeah, but that's because you're this, this, this. But this other person is not that, that. So you have to, the person who's giving etza has to put himself into the other person's perspective. Not from your perspective. Yeah, from your perspective, this would have been good for you to do this. But not for him. And you have to understand who the other person is. Because part of this discussion of etza is not only giving, getting etza, but life, you're going to be people who are going to be asked etzas also. From your wives or your kids, or whatever, or your friends, or whatever it's going to be. And etza is something that, you know, you can always say, oh, I don't want to get involved. So if you really feel you're not able, so you're not going to. But if you can, it's a cop out just to say I'm not going to get involved, because somebody, you know, wants to hear what you have to say, and you know sometimes you have to think about it, and you have to speak it through, and no one could be, you know, and no one can be so sure whatever he's saying is 100%. You know, you try your best. This idea that but ultimately, Rabosai, everyone has to make their own decision in life. You have to decide whether you can make Aliyah. You have to decide who you can marry. You have to. You can't say I'm going to make this, but you should get Eitzah. You should have input by other people, because that's going to help you come to the right decision. And you should be very careful about who you're notel Eitzah. Again, sometimes a friend might have more insight into certain things because he sees you in a way that somebody else might not see you, and he understands you in a greater way. But maybe sometimes that friend might not have the maturity. So it's a shikul of putting different things together and understanding it in a proper way. But it's something that's very important. And I think that this idea that eitzah doesn't mean that you give away your mind. In other words, some people, like in certain communities, maybe in Hasidic communities, whatever the Rebbe is going to say, that's it. I go to the Rebbe and I follow him. I don't make my decision. I surrendered my mind to him. And I don't think that's a healthy attitude either. To, in other words, respect and reverence and show and be shol eitzah. But this idea that, you know, whatever he says, I follow blindly and I don't think it's a healthy guy. I think it's against the fundamental principle of Yadus called Bechira Chofshis. And it's interesting that the Meshach Sforno or the Meshach Chofma discussed what does it mean, this Pasuk in Chumash, Vayer Melokim Nase Adam. So that's good for the Pasuk that Hashem is saying to, he's asking Eitza, the Talmeinu Kid Hussein. So what does it mean? Salmeinu Kid Hussein. So the Sforno writes Bitsalmeinu Shehu Etzem Nitzchi V'Sichem, that man has intellect like the Malachim. But the problem is it's kidmusein. Hashem is saying we're going to make, he's speaking to the Malachim, he's saying we're going to make man like us, not mamash us, because Malachim don't have any bechira. So it's not the musein, it's kidmusein. That's what he says. On the philosophy, he built the bechiras. In other words, the Malachim don't have bechira. He said, no, you will have Adam. So Adam is not going to be like mamish, like a Malach. Whereas Hashem is speaking to the Malachim, we're going to make man like us. In other words, not to be like the Malachim, because the Malachim have no Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have Bechira, but he's always good. So it's not going to be like the Malachim, it's not going to be HaKadosh Baruch. It's going to be Kibbutz saying. Otherwise he's going to have his own intellect and his own Bechira, and that means sometimes the Bechira will be good and sometimes the Bechira won't be good. But it's Kibbutz saying. And the Meshech Chachma says that Salmeinu, Tzelem Elokim, is Bechira Koshis. And Rav Moshe Shapiro told me that the Malbim, yes, also says that this. Tzelem Elokim ha Bechira Koshis. And that's a very important thing. That a person has Bechira. And you should never lose your Bechira. Never give your Bechira up to somebody else. Never say, oh, I just follow blindly. And I don't listen. I just follow things blindly. I don't have any, you know, and you know, sometimes you have people who try to control other people. The people with strong personalities try to control people who don't have the strong personalities. And basically, that's dehumanizing them. Because the part of Tzelem Elokim, a person, says, this is Bechira Chavshus. So what we're trying to drive home here is this idea of everyone is Yeshua. That Yeshua is Tavo and is Tavi. He's the one who's Shoal Eitzah from this Canaan, but he's the ultimate decisor. And everyone in his own life is a Yeshua. Yeshua did it for Klal Yisrael. So he was the Tavo and the Tavi for not only himself, but the whole communal idea. But at least in your own life, you have to have, it doesn't have to be many people. Sometimes it just be one person. Sometimes it'd be a couple of people. The people who care about you, who understand you and have proper values, and have pichus. You know, not everyone who's learned in the book knowledge is what we call street smart. Has pichus, has just common sense of what one should do. And that's very important, to seek people with pichus. People who, again, don't have agendas that I want you to be a certain way. Why? Because I'm that way, so I want to make sure you're that way. What does one thing have to do with the other? You know, in other words, usually that's because the person's insecure in himself, so he wants to make other people like him. So this way it'll give him more self-confidence in who he is. But that's not necessarily good for the other person. And that's a very big yisod, eitzah. And I think, you know, in the Al-Khaiz, in the Ashandus, in Kippur, so we say one of the things that people in the Gas community, they ask Nura, because a lot of times people give bad aces. I mean, the source of Mufdei Iver, Losite Milchol, is the source of giving a bad ace. Now, I don't believe that in most cases people do it intentionally, give bad aces, but a lot of times, just unintentionally, they don't see the broad picture of things, they don't understand in a certain way, and they're so sure that they're right, that their eitz is right, and they push people to do things that they shouldn't be pushing people, and that's something you have to be very careful. And in other words, you have to be Tzelem Elokim, your own Bechira Chavshus. No one can force you. Someone can be caring about you or wanting to help you, but the ultimate decision is your decision. And that, I think, is one of the focuses of Rosh Hashanah, is Briyas Adam, right? Hayom Haras Olam is Briyas Adam. So Yom Kippur means when man needs kapara, he failed in certain aspects. So one of the main aspects of Adam is Tzelem Elokim is Bechira. That's why, after Yom Kippur, we plop al chayfa, ya'as l'ra, because Eitzah is the core factor in a man's life. Is he going to do this or is he going to do that? Is he going to live here or is he going to live there? Is he going to do this or do that? What is he going to do every step of life? So that, you know, some eitzes, what are you going to get, Cheerios in the morning or Rice Krispies? So, you know, that's not a major thing. But everything in life is a decision. This or that, this or that, this or that. And some are very, very crucial. And that's why it's an important idea. One of the Sfar rights, that's part of the mitzvah of Haftal Re'echa Kamotra, is the mitzvah of giving Eitzah. Giving Eitzah and seeking out Eitzah. And again, Nadav Avihu, they had unbelievable. They had the highest potentials, and they missed out. They brought the Eish Zara, and the Chazal say they blame it, the Yalkut Shemone, on the fact Shalom Nadav Eish Zara. And Rebbe points out, even though they both thought the same, so you would think, so if they were spoken it out, for sure they would come to that conclusion. No, if you speak it out, you have to, like Rebbe was saying, you have to speak it out a certain way, and then you can maybe, in the course of the conversation, come out differently than you when you originally thought. And that's something that's very important. And again, in this time of your life, especially when shidduchim is something that's very on your minds, and it's you know, and sometimes people go for a certain shidduch for the wrong reasons, or don't go for a certain shidduch for the wrong reasons. And you know, it's very important that people speak to people that have insight and caring and maturity to know, you know, what's something that's important and what's not important. It's an issue, but this issue is not relevant. This issue is relevant and is important. And you need, you know, it's very, very important, because you can go in a certain way or not go in a certain way, make a wrong decision, make a right decision. You can become, you know, the Chas V'Shalom. A person could fail like Nadav Avihu, or he could become a Moshe Aharon, who Taka Wadi were the great people. And I think, you know, looking for a Musar Haskel, Parshas Vayelech, it's such a short Parsha, so usually you speak about the Pasuk Kisvu Lachem as Ashir Azos, because that's like the most famous Pasuk in Parshas Vayelech. I thought, you know, that Pasuk was dealt with a lot. So we did the Tavol Tavi, is not a common. And I think, in a certain way, I think that's the most important lesson in life, is Eitzah. Which, you know, how to do Eitzah, how to give Eitzah, and when to seek it out. And I think that's one of the most important things that you should be aware of, and you should, you know, for your friends, you should make sure your friends are getting the proper Eitzah and the proper Hadracha, and that, you know, a person can have a lot of knowledge, but if he doesn't have the right Eitzah and the right Hadracha, he could Chas V'Shalom end up like another Lavi. Another Lavi was great Tzadikim. Tzadikim, the Golden, who knows how Madrega they were on, but they lacked in that, and then the whole thing blew up. And Zara, and then they got cut off, and that was the whole thing. So it's a very important thing, Shailas Eitzah, and to know who to ask an Eitzah from. For some people, this person might be a great Eitzah for some people, but that doesn't mean it's good for you. Just because this is a person people are asking Eitzahs to, doesn't mean that's the person you should be asking Eitzahs to. Because maybe that person has a certain personality that's good for a certain type of people, but not good for another type of person. And you don't feel comfortable with this. Just because everyone, the herd mentality, that everyone, you know, does this thing, or everyone holds from this person, it's good for that. This person is not necessarily a healthy idea. So that's the Musar Haskel of Osai that I think we can glean from this parsha. Okay, we'll go on with this.
Thank you. Seems to be on pulse, right? It's funny.